guy goes in to buy a slip for his girlfriend, and right away says, hey, you want to go have a drink? Yeah, that's why you got to read Chapter 91 in the Hobbit the Gaga Handbook very carefully, because if you see that sales clerk that you want so very desperately, it's a two-day thing. You walk in the first day, and you say you're wanting to buy, like, a nightgown for your girlfriend. She's about your size. What size do you take? Well, she tells you, and you pick out a nice nightgown. She holds it up, and you say, yeah, I think it'll fit her. And, gift wrap it for me, please. And you talk. You make small talk while you're doing. You're not hitting on her or anything. You're just making small talk. The next day, you show up with the package. You say, hi, remember me from yesterday? And she'll say, oh, yeah, how'd she like the nightgown? You say, I have to return it. She says, why? You say, well, oh, this is really embarrassing. Here I had a present for her, and she tells me she doesn't want to see me anymore. She says, oh, we can still be friends, and we gotta talk, but she said she needs to, like, space and fight. I know she just wants other guys, and I didn't. Anyway, I had this. I felt like a total idiot. I had this present for her, and she's breaking up. Anyway, can I return it, please? Of course, she'll say, my God, oh, sure, you can return it here. You say, you know, do you ever get the feeling that you're sick of dating with people? I mean, you're just sick of the whole thing. From now on, no more dates for me. It's going to be friends. Just friends. I mean, relationships, they get too involved and somebody ends up crushed. From now on, I'm just going for friends. Someone to see the movies with. Someone to have a laugh with. Would you be my first friend? And she'll say, of course I'll be a first friend. Of course, now you've shown up there at about 11:45. You say, look, it's lunchtime. I'm going to buy some lunch. Could we as friends have a little lunch or something? A couple of drinks? Chances are she'll agree. You've just told her that you're not interested in Hubble, that you just want friends. She needs to eat lunch anyway. Why not have lunch on you? That's where you've got to show her that you're a charming kind of guy. You smile, you make light talk, yeah. And then at the end of the lunch, you say, you know, I really enjoyed that. I have, you know what, I almost feel free, like a weight's been lifted off me. Like you know, I'm not taking you out because, I want anything from you other than the companionship. And I'll tell you what I'm having tonight, a photo burning session at my house. Yeah, I'm going to burn all the pictures of that sleaze bag that did me dirty. Would you like to come and hold a few of them to the flames? That's the moment of truth. If she says yes, you got it made. You see, I used to date this girl a couple of years ago, and I had about 15 photos at the beach. I went to the drugstore, and I had like 10 copies of all those photos made up. You see, so when this girl comes over, you're standing there with a stack of those pixies. And one by one, you light them, and you throw them into the sink, and you laugh, and you cook a little dinner, and you have a couple of drinks. All the while you're saying things like, I don't think I could ever love again. I don't, especially when it comes to, you know, making love and all. I don't think I could do it. Of course, that makes you a challenge now. You see, she's always been pursued. Now she gets to play the role of the pursuer. Sooner or later, you're sitting close together on the couch. Sooner or later, that bottle of Mouton Cadet kicks in. And before you know it, she leans over, kisses you. You return the kisses hungrily and say, my God, I didn't think this was possible, but yes! And there you are. There you are, completely fulfilled. Just be careful. You see, this one time this girl, she wanted to spend the night after I had successfully worked that ploy. And when we went up to the bedroom, she said, can I wear one of your shirts? I love to wear men's shirts. It always just feels so cozy in them. I said, don't open that. And she opened the closet, and there on the shelf were all my neat individual stacks of those various pictures that we had burned in the sink a couple of hours before. She saw them. She looked at me. She said, my God, what a fool I've been. You used me. I didn't know what to say. You know, I was caught dead in my tracks. I mean, I just sputtered. I just looked at her and I said, I mean, I was so embarrassed. I tried to come back, but all that would come out was while she was gathering her things. I felt like such a fool. All the while she was glowering at me. She went down the stairs and slammed the door so hard the pictures shook on the wall. And then she drove away, spraying my front door with the gravel from her little Chevette. But I looked at it philosophically. I figured, what the hell? Had a nice night. Managed to skewer that thing. And probably never hear from her again, so it saves me the trouble of changing my phone number. You know?
More music. More maggots. More often. The Grease Man. DC 101.